What if there is life before life? We've all heard about life after death. Many of us believe it, are sure of it. I am. I believe there are loved ones just waiting for us to pass over to be with them. Moms and dads and aunts and uncles, they can't wait to meet us, welcome us to a new paradise. What a grand and glorious time that will be. I hesitate saying what a glorious day that will be, for I don't think time will be measured as we measure it in this life. In fact, there won't be time at all. I believe we'll be able to see as God sees, past, present, and future all at once. Time is really man-made, so to speak. Time and space are, I think, dimensions that God gave us mortals so that we can comprehend our surroundings. Our little mortal minds just can't handle things that are beyond time and space. That kind of thinking would just blow our minds. So God gave us only what we can understand and comprehend. Time and space comprise the little box we live our existence in. But there's so much more, much, much more outside the box. Call it heaven. I do. And I just bet everything that it'll be even more real than real is now. The colors will be more vivid, smells even more lovely, like fresh bread all day long, and the sounds heavenly. Life after death. That's what I believe. I just know it. But what if, and go with me here, okay? What if there's life before life? Why not? If there's life after death, why wouldn't there be life before life? Before we're born, is there an existence? And what would that be like? Oh, man, Fred, I heard you're going to Earth Friday to be born. Congratulations. I hear it's wonderful down there. I want to go myself. Yeah, Fred says, I've never been there before, and I don't know what to expect. I'm kind of anxious. Phil pipes up and says, oh, Fred, I just got back from there. You'll love it. It's fabulous. Like going to the beach at the ocean and sticking your feet and toes down into the cool sand, feeling the fresh ocean breeze on your cheeks and, oh, the cool salt water on your legs. Oh, you got to go there. Or take a trip to the mountains and take in the majesty of the snow-capped peaks. Oh, then there's falling in love. Oh, my gosh, what a rush. You can't miss that either. Finding a woman that you're compatible with and sharing the life you've been given while on Earth, oh, you will just simply love it. Oh, Fred, then, oh, my, there are children. And falling in love all over again with children given to you. Kind of on loan by God. You'll become a father, and that's, well, I just can't describe it. Well, that really does sound nice, but I've heard there's some pain, stress, and worry there. I'm not sure what those are, but what about that? Well, yes, there is, but there's so much more. You can't let that stuff get you down, because life on Earth is just so special. You don't want to miss any of it. Not any of it with that negative stuff. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You gotta enjoy it for all it's worth. It goes by fast. And then, boom, you're back up here. I think about this little made-up conversation sometimes, and I try to be more grateful for this gift I've been given, the gift of life. Instead, I find myself filling my days with worry and fear and stress over things I really have no control over. Why do I do that? Why am I messing up my time here on Earth with negative feelings and thoughts when I should be cherishing the short, short time I have here on Earth? Congratulations, you've made it to Earth. Enjoy your time here. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.